think for a moment. Did you decide to be born in Europe or anywhere else in the world? Did you decide to be born to a loving family or a more dysfunctional one? Did you choose to be tall or small? To have light or dark eyes? Did you choose to have a gift for drawing, for math, or for dance? Did you choose any of your preferences? Did you choose to fear height, strangers, or the cold? Did you choose to have more present in you the latent sadness of the earth, or the more passionate, hot-tempered side of fire? Did you choose to be an emotional child, a nature lover, or a freedom seeker? Did you choose your path, your encounters, your experiences? Did you choose any of that? If we reflect upon it, we might discover we didn't choose any of it. It was given to us. It was given to this being. Being. There was simply being. Then being was given shapes, names, colors, preferences, and attributes. Only so that the one, consciousness, would be able to experience itself in a tangible way. But what if none of it was really personal? What if it was only the one taking many forms? Now, if consciousness chose to experience itself in this or that way, how could it be wrong? And why should it be any different? Why would we want to change it? We might as well welcome it, become friend with it, fall in love with it. We are free the moment we realize there is nothing and no one to free, nothing to change. And this moment can be now, because being happens in every moment. Remember, being came first. You had to be before you could be tall, be small, be angry or be sad. You had to be before you could be an artist, be a physicist, or be a mom. You never had to learn to be. And you cannot not be. So rest in being. After all, what we are all seeking for, through different means or in different fields of life, has maybe always just been here, in the very simplicity of being.